Area 941 podcast are produced and distributed by Community Powered 94.1 KPFA Radio. Please help support Area 941 at kpfa.org.
And we're back.
We
live
are.
Live again, the Tom and Tim Show.
And Mad Bum, what does he think? What is he doing? I mean, how about doing a trapeze act without a net? I can't believe it.
That I know. Riding around in Colorado.
Naked with Ann Coulter.
Right. On a dirt bike.
Our girlfriend.
What do you think
about her speaking?
First of all, Tom.
Yes.
How come she gets $20,000 to give a speech and you and I don't? Right,
that's the first problem. Yes.
That's the first problem. $20,000 to
give
a speech.
Poor little girl. Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
And, you know, it's all, she's milking this controversy and everybody's talking about it and it's become a big deal. But the fact of the matter is, I can't feel too bad about Ann Coulter getting censored because she's on TV all the time. Her message gets out. Ann Coulter's message is not being suppressed these days.
She's more to be pitied than censored. Yeah, please. I mean, give me a fucking break. Whenever I think of her, I try to change my mind frame. So the big thing this week was Bette Midler on Broadway. Fabulous.
Right.
Yes. Doing
yeah.
Hello,
so
Dolly.
Are we, how sad are we about Ann Coulter not being able to speak at Berkeley?
Yeah. That sounds like Asha Safai.
Where will she park?
She'll take her broom.
Yes.
So, speaking of him and nefarious things, so now there's this movement to unseat one of the best police commissioners we've ever had, a Latina, a lawyer, a lesbian, a progressive.
Someone who actually talks and cares about police accountability.
Petra DeJesus. The Rock of Jesus. And they're trying to replace her with someone who's totally unqualified, someone who I've seen be batshit at meetings, tried to undermine every queer Latinx candidate. I mean, the nerve. I mean, really,
and,
the nerve.
And
I don't trust the Board of Supes. I heard London Breed has some bug up her butt. You know why?
Because
again,
Petra...
ladies who supported her, women who supported her, when are you going to weigh in against that kind of stuff? Imagine trying to kick Petra DeJesus off and replace
her with somebody who, until a few days ago, didn't even live in the city. She owns a house in Albany, and she registered to vote at a house on Paris Street 5 days before she decided she wanted to be on the police commission. I mean, the whole thing just... stinks.
No,
and it's an Asha Safai, London Breed political payback because Petra did not support them, and Olga Miranda did support them. That's all that this is about.
Well, the deeper thing is, you know, this is the time we need police reform.
Yeah.
We have a tenuous grasp on it here in San Francisco, and then we got this kind of Jeff Sessions movement. He's trying to stop all the police reforms. Remember in Baltimore, and then these people on the board are actually contemplating. Talk about criminal. They should be arrested.
Yeah,
know?
It's just as I say. And it'll be interesting to see, for example,
where Jeff Sheehy votes. Yes.
Jeff, who represents the Castro District 8, he will have to vote, and he may be the swing vote. I mean, there may be four or five. There's probably five votes to get rid of Petra DeJesus and put in Olga Miranda, and Jeff may have to be the one who decides whether this happens or not. So we'll see where he comes down on that.
Yeah, we'll see.
Because he is facing a challenge.
Yes, he is.
And he's being challenged by a candidate who has strong name recognition, Rafael Mandelman, who is on the Community College Board. And, I don't know where Rafael Mandelman is on this particular issue, but we'll find out and put it in 48 Hills.
Uh-huh.
Because he's going to have to be accountable to the voters.
I wonder if it will be a one-on-one here. I wonder if there will be other candidates. We'll have to wait and see.
We'll have to see who else gets it. I'm not seeing anyone else jumping in.
No, but you know how it is. In fact, yeah. Actually, I am moving to District 8. I'm going to run for supervisor. Then I'm going to declare for chancellor of City College. And then I'm going to run for mayor. Yeah, so
absolutely.
And the Department of Defense as well.
And I actually think that the Tom and Tim plan for world domination is moving along just fine, and that would be an excellent thing. And then when you're like the head of, you're the mayor of San Francisco and the head of City College, can I get $20,000 to speak?
Absolutely. I mean, that's going to be the primary budget allocation.
Right. Yeah.
Speaking of budgets and things, you know, Equality California which is an LGBT organization. I wouldn't say that they embrace the most progressive gay agenda that I've ever seen. However, they during the Wiener Kim campaign, and now they're going to be called to task for this, they took a lot of money from very corporate people. And that isn't even as much the issue as some of those have anti-gay positions. They took their money, and of course they used it against Jane Kim, and that's what politics is. But however, they're part of a progressive, in quotes, coalition out of the South, you know, with the Courage campaign. And so there is a movement now to not only make what they've done transparent, and I heard they're not very happy about it, but perhaps question, you know, why should they be part of a progressive coalition when they
when
take
this
money,
is what they've been
money,
doing,
and then they try to unseat a progressive candidate. Now, a lot of it is relative, and stuff, but I think there is a burning question there, and I often wonder how, you know, people invoke Harvey Milk, and you know, absolutely he would be freaked out by this, and just when you think something is dead, now apparently the naming part of the airport that has resurfaced, and there's some kind of task force to decide what will be named at the airport for Harvey Milk. I understand that the Feinstein people for years, you know, have wanted the airport named after her or what have you. So that, and that's what actually squelched you know, a more objective discussion of what Campos brought up, which could be named the airport after Harvey Milk. So, you know, San Francisco, we'll have to see what happens. It's interesting with Feinstein and that town hall. I mean, she did get some pushback, and
she actually showed up. And
You know, there is, you know, there's a begrudging respect here. And I understand that she hasn't fully declared yet. We'll have to see. But I, this is what I'll say to the left, because I'm experiencing it too. You know, lay off the age shit, folks. You know, fucking Bernie is 77.
Right.
You know, and I'm 75. You know, go after her policies.
Right.
You know, and
if she's,
forget
if
she's, it. I don't, you know. It
doesn't matter how old she is. If she's qualified to do the job, she's qualified.
Right.
And if she's not, she's not, and has nothing to do with her age.
Yeah.
Her politics were terrible when she was mayor of San Francisco 30 years ago and she was much younger.
Yeah. You know, there's just... So we'll see. I went to a wonderful, if you ever want to feel good, go to City College, any of the campuses, and talk to the students, because that's where the hope lies. They're so enthusiastic and have so much promise, and they come from such wonderfully diverse backgrounds. And so, yeah,
we love City
College. City College.
Okay.
It's interesting, all those people who were supportive of the other side now trying to get credit.
Now all of us, everyone loves Free City College, even the people who tried to stop it from happening. Yeah,
but,
I know.
You know, I went to, I think, oh, well, you were there.
Yeah.
Well, I went to an open house, and Tom Temprano was there, and Trustee Selby was there. I think they need to change the nomenclature, the honor. It shouldn't be trustee. It sounds like you're a warden.
Right,
something.
I know.
Yeah. I think maybe Big Queen or something like that. But hooray for City College.
And by the way, if you support Free City College, the best thing you can do right now for City College is take a class.
Yes.
And there's so many great classes there, and there's a lot of classes in the summer, and it's relatively easy to sign up. I wish they made it easier on their website. I wish they had a single button that says sign up for a class.
I heard you discuss that, and let's keep working on that. We'll talk to some of the trustees.
We just need to make it a little easier. But, you know, it's free, and there's so many great classes, and what we're trying to do now is get the enrollment up. So please, this summer, this fall, if you support City College, sign up and take a class.
And think of City College as sanctuary, too, because it does, you know, provide that. The marijuana issue, of course, you know, is still roiling, and you know, how is it going to play out? They're pretty they're very present here in San Francisco. I mean, it's very entrepreneurial and you know, very sophisticated with online stuff and delivering. Nathan Adelman, who headed up the Drug Policy Alliance, retired recently, so I went to a function for him there, and you know, the future looks bright, but it is fraught. There are a lot of landmines out there in terms of finally you get what you want. You want legalization of recreational use. You know, but who's going to be calling the shots? And
yes,
Colorado's done really well.
Yeah, it's complicated like it is with anything, but you know, it's
if anybody's going to fuck it up, it's going to be California.
It'll be California.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah, yeah. And then I wanted to put some focus on Chechnya, not a neighbor necessarily, but what happens there is what can happen and does happen here, and you know that is the rounding up and torture of particularly gay men. With some mortality as well. So you know, the more focus on that, looks like Haley from the UN actually addressed it. So that's some progress, but I don't think it's stopping. You know, the president of Chechnya was very assholey. There are no gay people. In Chechnya. Oh, are there? Well, give me their addresses because, yeah, you know,
great,
he wants to kill them. And they use religion, you know, again. So that, you know, we should never get comfortable. That's what I'm trying to say. And tomorrow I'm going to be attending something at the Jewish Museum. It's a comedy show for people who are disabled. So the comics will all have disabilities, and I think it's a great thing. And
what time is
I'm
that,
looking for 2:00, and that I'm just getting ready. I'm looking at in my closet for my wardrobe for this event on May 3rd, the event of the year at the Stud, Marky. The Stud.
At the Stud, the 48 Hills 4th Anniversary Gala. Please come one, come all. We will have plenty of room. We'll have good food. We'll have drinks. We'll have a good time. Not a lot of speech making. Good music. Just a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm all for it. And it'll be right after May 1st.
Right.
Yeah.
It'll be right after May 1st. We'll just ease right into May 3rd at the Stud, 6 p.m. Be there.
And I believe that I was down at the Embarcadero. The March for Science was very well attended. Lots of creative energy there. You know, I'm definitely a believer in what they call the Queen House effect. You know, beat me, bore me, biodegrade me. But I'm loving these marches because actually they get more cohesive and larger. So we have the science march, and then previous was the tax march, and then before that the women's march.
Yep.
And you know,
and then
of
we're gonna
they're
have,
all in denial. You know,
and then we're gonna have May Day.
And then we're going to have May Day. And so, there you are. It's a pretty good week, and looking forward to even more more of a shitstorm around the Trump administration and sanctuary and all the good stuff that we support.
All right. On that note, thank you for listening, and we will see you next week.
Play ball.